women's shear, Chavis Haldalah, Sunday afternoon, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Elul, let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Hey, Elul. So, really, the Medrash is like a Tipa Shebiyam, but the Medrash, like, builds out of the Chumash, out of the story. Right? Medrash is like Gemara on Mishpatim, is Medrash on the stories in the Chumash. It's, and that's just, you know, and you start learning the Sfarim that are written on Medrash, and you start to, you appreciate how much is there, and the Medrash is very difficult to learn, and it's, a lot of times it sounds like fairy tales, but it's you have to know how to learn it and how to understand it and what it's coming to tell you, and then you start learning Maral, and Maral starts explaining things, and you go, worlds, new worlds open up. That's what Lovis is saying. Don't leave off those worlds, because I'm not going to learn Chumash. I know Chumash already. Umashu yesh behem nireh, things that you see. Umashu nister, things that are hidden. Umashu asvar nimtzes bo, what's logical. Umashu ein asvar nimtzes bo, you know, what you felt was logical 10 years ago. Now you re-examine it. And someone came over to me yesterday. Sure. He says he doesn't understand why, when a person does tshuva, doesn't it help if a person is b'chuyav misa and based in b'chal Shabbos, right? And he did tshuva, so like, why don't we accept his tshuva and not punish him? Why? So I thought about it before and I answered him, but then I thought the answer was not really, it needs a better answer, a more sophisticated answer, a deeper answer. And there must be real depth there. So that was very good, right? But this is something I haven't thought about for a number of years. And I thought I had the answer. But then, now I look at the answer that I am walking around with and I go, you know something? I really don't have a good answer. So that's good. That's what the Chazalos wants us to do. Again, when do you do this? I don't know. That's why it's not so bad to keep learning Shaar B'Tochen over and over and over. Because that's why, because I don't know if I'm smarter, but you women are smarter, so you get more insight every time around. V'chein tasa b'tfilos, this is so hard, or with tishbachos, do it with your davening, like Baruch. What does Baruch mean? What are we blessing Hashem? Does that make sense? When am I finally going to sit down and figure out what it means? Lahodos, lahalel, lishabeach, lefoer, leromeim, lahader, levorech, liale, ulekales. You know, when are we going to do that? Reading the English translation doesn't do any good. You really have to sit and learn. Each word is a different way of praising Hashem. And like, you're just struck by the... And this doesn't do it. This is not all the words that you can use. Yeah, at the end of Hallel, what?
How does one do that?
You find a good sefer on Perish Tefillah. That's what you start with. And hopefully, I mean, what I just said now is kid stuff, because it's really just translating the word, but you need a translation that'll be meaningful. You need someone to explain, like, I want to praise a king. So I praise him, and I don't know all the words. Shabeach, lefoer, leromeim, lahader, levorech, liale, ulekales, they all have meanings. By getting a good sefer on Perish Tefillah, you know, so that you go, you have to go, it's work also. Maybe you could ask the rabbi, and the rabbi has 2 shelves at home of sefarim on Perish Tefillah. if I would only open any of them, it would be wonderful. I would always start with Hirsch. I just told someone, they asked me a question, I said, start with Hirsch. That's like a starting point, because you know he's going to talk about it, and you know it's going to be like a rich, deep idea, and you got, maybe you'll have to read Chorev, you'll have to read his other Sfarim. Not everything is in his Sfarim on Chumash, not everything is in a Hirsch on Siddur, a Hirsch on Tillim. I mean, you can spend a year reading a Hirsch on Tillim. I mean, it's just... amazing. So I think Rav Hirsch really is, speaks like that's, I would start with that, because he'll deal with the word in his unique style, and he'll start with that. But now there's so many, there's a lot of Sfarim out there. What? Rav Schwab on Tefillah, yes, fantastic sefer. All of his svarim are. He has on Eov and on Yeshaya and on Tefillah. Rav Schwab's svarim, I highly, highly recommend. I don't know. He talks more broadly though. I don't know if he gets into specific words, but it's amazing sefer. Okay, that's on my shelf. I take it out every. I know Chodesh Nisan is going to get taken off the shelf. That I know. L'chein tasa b'tfilos u'v'tishbachos mistakel b'bilosan. Look at the words of Agamas and Yanehem. B'chshem, in the shul now we have I'm not proud of what I do, but some people, you know, Rav Goldstein gave me a shiur for 2 years on Perek Chelek. That's the famous Perek full of Agadata. And then they finished it, and they were looking for something else to do. So the Olam came to him and said, "We want to learn Tehillim, but we want to really learn it. We say Tehillim only, Shiram Allah. You know, we want to learn it. We want to understand the words and why these words were chosen." And he gives now twice a week a shiur in Tehillim, and it really does it very well because he takes like a cross section of Mefarshim and he really explains it. That's what you have to do. You have to keep learning. Okay, women, I don't know, have time, but really, whatever time they have, the point of the inspirational point of the Chodesh HaLavos, we should certainly take that we shouldn't be satisfied with the past, and you know, and just you have to keep on growing in understanding, whether it's of Chumash, of davening, of Hashem, right? Yichud Hashem, I had a certain idea about it 10 years ago, then we went to some Shurim HaShar HaYichud and have a better idea, and if we would learn it tomorrow we would get even a better idea. That's why you have to know when to move on, because really you could keep answering old stuff over and over. You're davening in front of Hashem, and now he's all of a sudden lashes into us about the way we daven. Yodea mashemotzi l'shoncha min amilos. What are you asking for? Mashemavakesh levad be'inyan, lipcha be'inyan. Valtinak b'cholzek yemina gimei hanarus. Don't just keep with your understanding that you had when you were younger. Shetoma min amilos b'l'shoncha mashem yizdamin loch valdera. You know, you think, okay, this is what it means. So I heard on Rabbi Miller's tapes on Chodesh HaLavos. He said something, and it really, it hit me. So you see, Atoch honi lodin das, umlamid len, oshbino, chanina miyit chodi, abino vahaskel, baruch ata Hashem, chonina doas. So he said, a simple intelligence, different types of intelligence, chokhma abino vahas, or dey abino vahaskel. He says, but you have to realize, the main bracha is to thank Hashem for sanity. The main thing of Das is that we're sane. There are people, Rahman al-Islam, who are not, who have problems. He says, you have to think, the main bracha, he says, is a chiddush. I'm not even in, you know, I have to do research to see where he gets this from. He says, it's not intelligence, it's be'ikr, primarily. You say a person has Das, I mean a person is sane, a person is rational, a rational being. And that's what you're thanking Hashem for, and you're saying Chonin Hadoas, that a person has Das, a person has sanity, rationality, right? He thinks rational. I never Taka. You think about it as intelligence, because you say Chonin Miyitcha Dei Abina VaHaskel, different types of intelligence, interpretive, being able to extrapolate, Maven Dover Mitof Dover. He says the main bracha is sanity, Hashem, or the koach of rationality. That's how I think of it. I don't know about kulafuki insane, but also the power of rational thought. Just the power of rational thought. Just that. It's a big bracha. It's a tremendous bracha. I talked about davening enough in other parts of Chodesh HaLavos. V'chein tasa b'divrei hachachamim v'hakabolah. Meaning the Masorah, Torah Shabbat Peh, that is bonein bohem usadinam l'schus that they mean something, even if you don't understand it right now. Valtanuach daitcho al mashnes bar etzlocho betchilas limutcho avol tva olav esnafshcho kamisha mascho bo. Umash, right? Why did Avram get these 10 tests for? Why was Avram tested and not Yitzchak and not Yaakov? What were the tests of Avram? Are they in any special order? Did they get more difficult as time went on? What was the purpose of the Akedah? What was Avram thinking? What was Yitzchak thinking? You know, this. Umash is bar etzlocha tiskerenu v'tisyashev bo. So that's great. You'll be so joyous. You'll have new insights. Umash at this topic, bibiruro. You know, sometimes it's I don't understand this and I can't figure it out. So I'm smart enough to know that what I know is not sufficient, but I don't know what pshat really is. Petachkar olav goyisk. Mechach meidorcha shalom b'derecha chakir ha'rishona. Go to Rebbeim and examine it. Oh, now we have Sfarim. We're living in a world. This is this was written. Imagine the mapecha the printing press made on the world. And now, right, you can buy yourself an Eitzer HaChochma for a couple of dollars, more than a couple, but you have 40,000-50,000 Sfarim. So he says, go to Chacham, ask people, ask. Your third grade Rebbe is not going to be explained to you Yetzias Mitzrayim the way, you know, you go now to a Rav that's going to explain to you Yetzias Mitzrayim now. But now he talks about Gaiva. He says, really, it's a certain arrogance if you think that you know something already. And really, it's silly because you're relying on your understanding of a 10-year-old, of a 20-year-old even. The Chagavala does us the big favor of assuming that we're more sophisticated and more understanding and more capable of subtleties and more capable of depth as we grow, of depth as we grow older. V'altashiecha gaiva. Don't let Gaiva get the better of you. Shetachshov, I understand this already. I don't know why I'm talking again. I know it already. Shetachkaroscha lo hosifa al mashoisa alov minu recha. V'shemasha ova bedaitcha be'es anurim. What you thought when you were younger, the understanding you had when you were younger. What are you talking? Nishtano setzlocha. Not going to change. Which is right away what we think. I mean, you know. I know it already. I'm not going to change my mind. That doesn't want you to grow in understanding. This is the Chavis HaLovis, right? Chavis HaLovis, one of the major, major themes in the Sefer is how he puts such a emphasis on Seichel and understanding, not doing things by rote, not doing things by blind, robotic following, but examine everything, think, question, understand, figure out. That's the way a thinking Jew should live. He will try to stop you from looking into mechakor el amitus on yonim. He will have you think shato chacham gomur. You're already a chacham v'lo techsam uma mima shato tzorech lo. You don't have all the knowledge you need already. Kamo shomer chacham chacham atzel be'enov mishiva mishivei tam. A chacham could be lazy and he thinks he knows everything already. V'omar ra'isu yish chacham be'enov tikva l'ksil mimenu. V'omar ha'chacham be'enov b'rosho. This is such a beautiful pshat. We always quote this part. So we just think it means like he looks ahead, like Rosh Hanola type thing. He keeps his wits about him. So he's saying the Chacham will always re-examine Meirosh everything he knows already, everything he thinks he knows already. Eino Berosho, he puts his sights on back to the beginning. Let's start again. What happened here? Rotzalom Meshu Mestakel Betchilas and Yonav Umashu Hubo Menyonik Torosa V'Olomo Upoked Olsom, and he examines it again. Umeven Hatol V'Hara Minavsho B'Mesha Ovarlo. The Yosef Lahachsik Betol V'Yoshem and Ara, he has a better understanding of what works, what doesn't work, what's bad for him, what's good for him. He used to think something was good, and now he sees it led him into a mahalach of life that wasn't especially good. Re-examine, he's saying now to re-examine your deeds. Let's say you used to think it was good to have, it's good to have a lot of friends and to be very sociable, and that's good for you. You'll do a lot of chesed, and now you see, looking back over the last few years, maybe it wasn't kedai. Maybe it was more kedai to be less like that, and more introspective, and more contemplative, and more thinking. People don't think anymore. It's time to think, right? You can't even, thanks to the cell phone, you can't be alone anymore. There's the ksil nesale mikolzeh, and the foolish person just doesn't want to know from all of this. Moshe holech ba'felos alayla b'derech harucho lo yabet al masha obar v'myachse ponov lo yizbar re'lov. He doesn't want to look at a different way. He doesn't want to see things differently. He doesn't want to examine them differently. He only looks forward. A chacham looks back also and says, let me re-examine things. Okay, let's move to number 25 is too depressing. Oh, number 25 is also depressing. Number 25, again, if you want to learn the whole Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, in short, it's this parak in Shear Cheshbon HaNefesh. He really goes through every single theme in the Sefer. He doesn't elaborate on it, obviously, but he touches upon every single theme in the Sefer. So, the next one, number 25, is really also a theme throughout the Sefer. And it's something that people do not want to accept, and people make all sort of excuses. Chazalova says many times throughout the Sefer, the degree to which you're in love with Olam Hazeh, you can't, that takes you away from Hashem, from spirituality, and from Olam Haba. You can't live in both worlds. Now, right away, this was Zabrowski's going to say to me, and you're right, it's a rare person that can use Olam Hazeh to serve Hashem. I'm not talking about basic eating and drinking to keep you alive, but it's a rare person that can eat a very tasty piece of food and use it to further their appreciation of Hashem. It's a rare person. If you can do that, that's wonderful. But most people can't. Rove people can't. And therefore, but so you think, though, it's innocuous. If the meat's kosher, and I make a bracha over it, and a bracha achrona, so it's innocuous. Chayvavavos, no. Chayvavavos says, no, it's not innocuous. The degree to which you're in, you're not going to be into the real future. Right, the spirituality, Olam Haba, what really counts, Avodas Hashem. You can't serve the Lord and Caesar both. He says your heart. Yeah.
Excuse me. If they do enjoy this food, so how do you then relate it into your spirituality to grow?
You have to try to make sure that it heightens your appreciation. If you're a little sophisticated, so you try, you say, why did Hashem make a person with a sense of taste? So that I should obviously Hashem wants me to taste different foods and to like them more than others. I mean, he made the taste buds that I have. So I'm going to use it to appreciate Hashem. But the Chayilah really is talking about like going after it. Like I'm eating this because I like the way it tastes. So again, that should be reserved to Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's even more rare that a person should say on a regular day, I'm going to go buy this piece of meat because I enjoy it, and that it will heighten, you know, don't chase it. If it happens and you enjoy it, so use it to appreciate Hashem, appreciate all the different things Hashem made in this world for us to enjoy. But you wouldn't go chase it, and you certainly wouldn't trade it in. And this is really Chaim Salvovitz's point, I think, because most people trade in non-essentials for ruchnius, whether it's in terms of time, in terms of what occupies their mind, in terms of what their goal is. People have goals that are if someone says to you, what's your goal? You're supposed to say, my goal is to serve Hashem as best as I can. My goal is to grow in Avodas Hashem, to have a better understanding of what Hashem wants from me. Right? And those things are not found in people whose goal is to be comfortable and have pleasure. When we live our lives, most people, and really, if not for the Chag of Olos, we would say, okay, but it's innocuous. If you make sure it's kosher and you make sure it's sneostick, so it's basically, so Chag of Olos is not innocuous. The degree, because if that becomes your goal and that becomes what you are looking forward to and that becomes what you're into and that occupies your seichel and your planning, how you're gonna get a bigger house, if it's not essential. As we get spoiled, right, the upside to that is as we get spoiled, more things become essential. And then Hashem can't have tainus to us. Right? If I say I need more money because I have to get air conditioning, nowadays no one would say, whereas, 30 years ago in Eretz Israel, certainly it was not essential, but today it could be it became essential. His point is things are not innocuous. This world is a constant battle. And that's what really the Chavis HaVolos debates this in Shara Vodos Elokim. If there's anything in the world that's innocuous, is there anything parav? Truly parav? Not mutter, not a mitzvah to do, and not usher to do. It's parav, I want to take a walk now. Chaim Salvovitz debates it with himself in Shara Avodas Elokim, and his maskana is that he says, I'm afraid there's no such thing. Something either brings you closer to Hashem, or it takes you further away from Hashem. So you say, I want to take a walk. Okay, well, what could be more innocuous than that? No, you're wasting time. You're wasting time. So you say, okay, but I need the walk to relax, and it's going to help me. I'm not going to yell at my kids. I'm not going to yell at my husband, or I'm not going to yell at my wife. So you have to, everything should be purposeful. Everything should be meaningful and purposeful. And then it's bringing you closer to Hashem. Because Hashem wants you to be a relaxed person, let's say. But there's no such thing as innocuous. It's a very tough bill. It's a very tough order to fill. And what he says here in number 25 is to realize that. If you say, look, let's face it, yes, most people, what do you want out of life? I'm not condemning anyone. Most people say, I want to be comfortable, I want to be happy, I want to marry off my children, I want to. But the real answer should be, I want to serve Hashem, I want to do Hashem's will, I want to do it as best as I can. And that should be the career. My career is what's your career? My career is to be an Ovid Hashem. And the irony is that it's for my good, right? With the scratching. That's the irony. The irony is that you're doing anybody a favor. You're not being a martyr. You're saying, I'm going to do something that's going to be the real greatest pleasure in the world. See, so that's not really the highest madrega. You know, I'm selling ourselves short. Because the highest madrega is to say, I want to serve Hashem, and I'm not thinking of myself at all. I'm not thinking even of Olam Haba. I would trade my Olam Haba in if Hashem is pleased with what I do. But there really is no such choice. You don't have to choose between the two. It's really a very subtle conceptual thought, like what is the purpose of everything you're doing. So the Chazalovas also points that out many times throughout the Sefer. If the ultimate point is what you're doing is that you should have pleasure in Olam Haba, and you should have something that's really that's not the ultimate. You know, okay, the Chazal is a very demanding Sefer. And so something you work on, you know. Let's say once a week, once a month, you do just something. That's why he loves things that are done anonymously. Even though I'm just realizing it doesn't help if you're thinking of Olam Haba. If you're thinking of, I'm going to do what the Chazal of Olam holds is the greatest thing to do. I'll get so much schar for it. Oh boy. So, yeah. You can't win. It's very difficult. The best thing, okay, it's hard. I tell the men always, you can't start anything until you get the koach, and I've said this countless times. You can't do anything until you acquire the ability to be introspective. You can't start any avodas Hashem on a sophisticated level. Again, let's use number 24. If my idea of doing mitzvahs is the idea I had the day I was bar mitzvahed, that Hashem gave me a certain, or bas mitzvah, that Hashem gave me a certain set of marching orders, and I have to fulfill them, whether they're 613, or I buy a sefer mitzvahs of the Chafetz Chaim, that it's really only 74, right, not 613. But that's it, I have my marching orders. That's what I thought when I was, if I was a good 12, 13 year old child, that's what I thought. Now you get older, it's so much different, and it's so sad. It's sad if you stick with that. This is how you come close to Hashem. This is Ruchnius. This is Olam Haba. This is how you're going to bond with Hashem and become one with Hashem. Your neshama is a chelek aloka mimal, and the mitzvahs and averus are things that make you godlike. And it's not a question of doing this and doing that. And then you learn Chavos Havavos, who says, the doing is just a trick to get you to think about things, to get you to understand things, to get you to get your lathe in the right place. Right? That's really something. I mean, I gotta tell you, you know, you say, why do I like giving a shiur or giving a drasha? I've learned Chavos Havavos before I've said shiurim in the shul. I should be ashamed to say this, okay? I should be a kapara. I had no idea of the depth of the Sefer. I had no idea of the depth of the Sefer. Like, it changes your whole... It's not just a Musa Sefer telling you what to do. It's like, it's a whole different attitude, a whole different lifestyle, a whole different... Okay. Give me...